Federal, state, and city officials want everyone in Flint to start flushing their pipes. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Starting May 1st, if you live in Flint, officials want you to take your water filter off your kitchen tap, open your cold water taps in your kitchen and your bathtub all the way, and let them run for 5 minutes. And they want you to do that every day for 2 weeks. They're calling the campaign Run to Restore. Flint's water now has phosphates added to it to coat the water pipes and help keep lead from leaching out and getting into drinking water. It was the lack of that treatment that led to the drinking water crisis. Peter Cassell is with the Environmental Protection Agency. He says there are two reasons people need to use more water in Flint.
Because running the water in the ways that we're recommending is important to make sure that the orthophosphate is coating the pipes and providing that protective coating, as well as wash out the pockets of metals that have built up over time.
He says little particles of lead have built up in pipes, and running water will help flush them out. We've reported those lead particles can lead to sky-high lead levels if they get into your water. A major point here, no one in Flint will have to pay for this out of pocket. Cassell says the state has set aside $300,000 to pay for using this extra water. He says teams have started going door to door with flyers about the flushing program and talking it up at meetings. But officials have often struggled with communicating to people in Flint during the water crisis. Flint Mayor Karen Weaver says the EPA, DEQ, and the city will have to work together carefully to get this message out.
There will have to be some kind of message to get everybody to do it, because I think it has to be a coordinated effort in order for it to work.
You can find detailed instructions on our website, michiganradio.org. This is the Environment Report. Every year, the American Lung Association looks at air pollution in U.S. cities. This year's State of the Air report is out, and I'm joined by Lindsay Mosley-Alexander to talk about it. She directs the American Lung Association's Healthy Air campaign. You look at data on two kinds of air pollution, ground-level ozone pollution, also sometimes called smog, and particle pollution, tiny particles from power plants and cars and trucks. First, what are the health risks from these different kinds of pollution?
So poor air quality of any kind can put public health at risk, particularly ozone pollution when inhaled can cause coughing, it can trigger asthma attacks, and also much more serious symptoms leading to premature death. And particle pollution is similarly ominous. When we inhale tiny particles into our lungs, they can lodge deep there and cause asthma attacks, but they can also cause lung cancer, heart attacks, strokes, and also premature death.
What did you see this year in Michigan cities?
It's similar to what we have seen overall, which is continued progress with reduction to both ozone and particle pollution. Taking, for example, the Grand Rapids metropolitan area, only Grand Rapids statewide remains ranked among the most polluted for ozone pollution. In fact, ranked 18th in the nation among most polluted cities for ozone pollution.
And what about other cities?
So in Detroit, we see that the Detroit Ann Arbor metropolitan area ranked 44th most polluted for ozone. This is also improved. And what we're seeing is that the average number of days when air is unhealthy to breathe have gone down. The Detroit area is also in the top 25 most polluted cities for year-round particle levels. And most cities in the nation improved. This area suffered worse levels, but it does still meet the EPA standard, and that's good news as well.
Lindsay Mosley-Alexander directs the American Lung Association's Healthy Air campaign. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.